Hello, I'm Keith Birrell from Real General Practice. Real General Practice, preparing you for Real General Practice. The following audio clip is a consultation with Sylvia about pain in the temple and a nocturnal cough.
Let's hear it for our GP. A way of looking inside holistically. Ring out the changes with our GP. Skills improving, risk removing, no confusing.
Hiya, good to see you again. How are you doing?
All right, not so bad.
Last time I saw you was a week ago,
yes,
wasn't it?
Yes, it was, yeah. Okay.
And I asked you to come back again, didn't I?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
I had blood taken as well.
Yeah, okay. So this was all about your headache, wasn't it?
Well, it's not even a headache, it's a pain. Touch wood, I don't know whether it's just my imagination, but it seems easier.
Was there anything else apart from the pain in your head we needed to tackle today?
I don't think so, no. Just basically a pain in the back.
But you don't have any muscle pain at all?
Yes, occasionally, but then, you know, I'm doing the garden, doing cleaning. And
not predominantly?
No.
Because I felt your muscles last time and they're
not too bad at all, and my legs are fine.
Sure.
Yeah.
Right. So it's all about this thing here, isn't
it?
Yeah.
The only time I have pain is here.
Okay. And when does that come on?
Just on occasions.
On occasions,
I don't have
no swollen joints?
No, not really.
Okay.
No.
And how are you and yourself?
I'm all right. Yeah. Fine.
Good.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for coming back, and I think it's quite helpful just to revisit what we were thinking last week.
Mm-hmm.
One of my fears was that you might have inflammation of one of the blood vessels in your scalp there, and that could be linked with the risk of going blind.
Right. Yeah.
So a problem that we call temporal arteritis, so I was trying to rule that one out with doing a test and also giving you some treatment. Give me a score out of 10 for that pain in your temple.
When it comes, it's about 5.
And how often does it come now?
Not very often now. But I tell you what, I felt a bit... Can it go on both sides?
Can do.
I felt a bit on this side, but only a couple of times.
Okay, it's mostly on the right of your scalp, isn't it? And before we started you on that treatment last week, how often was it happening?
More or less every day.
And how long would it last for when it came on?
Seconds.
Seconds.
But it was quite sore.
Seconds, and then it would be gone.
Yeah.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
But not there all the time.
No.
And not throbbing in nature.
No.
Good.
No.
Your ears okay?
Yes.
Teeth okay?
Teeth are fine. Yeah. My jaws.
No congestion in your face or anything like that?
I've got sinusitis.
Yeah. Have you had that recently?
Aye.
Okay. When was the last time?
Oh, all the time. It's just there. It's just, I think that's what causes this cough. But there's no phlegm or anything.
You're quite prone to heartburn, aren't you? Are you on anything for that?
No. And touch wood, I haven't used those tablets that you gave me last time.
Okay. Omeprazole.
Aye.
You've not used
them.
Okay. So we'll have a think about that as well. But you have been taking 3 of the prednisolone a day since I saw you last time.
Yeah.
Okay. Good. Okay. We'll have a chat about that. Fabulous. So I'm going to have a squeeze of your muscles again. Can I double check? You don't smoke. You're not a big drinker.
No.
And you live with your husband.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Anything else I need to know about you activities-wise?
Basically, I'm very sedentary.
Hobbies?
Oh, I'm a crafty person.
Okay.
I do a lot of crafts.
Yeah, okay.
But there again, I'm sitting down, I'm knitting, sewing.
Exercise at all?
Very little.
Okay.
Because this pain here, I'm fine walking, but I can't stand for long.
Okay.
And I don't know whether that's this pain down my leg, like sciatica?
Yeah, okay.
So I don't know. Okay. Just basically dropping to bits.
Good control of your bladder.
Yes.
Normal feeling around your backside. No weakness, no numbness anywhere that you noticed. And you mentioned the possibility of sciatica, but if I straighten your leg there and lift it, there's no pressure on your sciatic nerve, so that seems to be a bit okay.
All right.
So your muscles aren't sore when I'm pressing on there. That's lovely. And they're not sore there at all. And when I just gently brush your scalp, that's not sore at all when I'm doing
no.
it. And the same on the other side?
Yeah, it's better now than it was. I couldn't bear to touch it a couple of weeks ago. It was more like a bruise, you know, like somebody just went like that.
Well, your story's an interesting one, okay? You're not particularly tender when I'm brushing against or anything at the moment, so that's reassuring. Your blood test was reassuring too.
Good.
But the last thing I want to do is to cause harm with any medication that I'm using. Mm. So I'm going to suggest at the moment we suspend the prednisolone and you don't use anything for it for the moment.
Right.
But if it's continue to be a problem, I'd like you to come back and see me again.
I will do.
Particularly if it's sore and throbbing all the time.
All the time.
The risks of this going on to produce blindness are remote in the extreme, bearing in mind that there's not very much to find on you today.
No.
But there's always a room for things changing.
Mm-hmm.
So why don't we just keep an eye on you? So if you're getting throbbing that's there all the day, let's see you urgently. If it's coming and going and it's worse than it had been, then we'll give you another opinion. The blood test was reassuring.
Right, good. There's no cancer, there's no dementia or anything like that.
There's nothing that's suggesting that, okay. But if you're worried about dementia, then I can perhaps do a couple of screening tests to check that that's not an issue.
Yeah.
Your mood's okay?
On and off, yeah. Mm-hmm. I was very disappointed last year. We planned to go back to Carlisle because I'm from Carlisle and all my children are in Carlisle, my grandchildren, great-grandchildren.
Yeah, yeah.
And then my husband was a bit iffy, so I thought, all right, rather than have a row, I'd just stop here. Mm-hmm. And I was very, very disappointed, very, very low.
Yeah.
I stopped going out. I stopped going over the door.
Oh, dear.
Stopped going to church, stopped going to my craft classes and everything. Touch wood, I'm starting to get better.
You're getting on okay with your husband?
Yeah.
You're not coming to blows?
Oh, no. I mean,
So it's stressful time and frustrating time for you, obviously.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, in a lot of ways, he's an ideal bloke, but he's too much like myself. He wants to be top dog and I do.
All right.
Simple as that.
Just going back to that issue that you've had with that cough as well.
Yeah.
And do you think the cough is related to when you're getting heartburn?
No.
Not really.
It's more of a tickle.
Tickle, yeah.
Mm, it's annoying.
Okay. And you mentioned that you're prone to congestion in your nose. And we looked up your nose before and there's no nasal polyps.
No.
Have you tried nasal steroids or anything to try and help you with that?
No. It's just, I just leave it alone. I take a swig of the codeine linctus and that helps me.
Right.
It stops.
You're not addicted to it?
No.
Sure.
No, I'm all right. Positive.
All right.
No.
Well, one thing that you could do if you wanted to help you with that nasal congestion and also that tickly cough would be a steroid, and that would be a much more healthy direction to take than swigging the codeine regularly.
I quite enjoy being a junkie. No, it's fine. It's not through the day. It's when I lay down.
Yeah,
but then,
that's when you have more symptoms.
Yeah.
And that'll tend to be when you're getting a post-nasal drip.
Uh-huh,
so you're getting a bit of gunge coming down the back there.
Yeah.
Some people prefer to use a steroid spray, and that can help. Some people that get gunge coming down at the back of the nose find that washing it out with saline works.
Right.
Is that something that you'd be interested in doing?
Can do, yeah.
As I say,
it's, you know, it doesn't bother me.
Try and keep a lid on this codeine thing that you've got going.
No, I enjoy it.
Try and
moderate it. I'm being facetious.
I know. So I'll give you the instructions about how to make up the saline. Mm. You're probably also going to need to get either a squeegee bottle.
All right.
Or a little netty pot. And you can buy those on the internet, and sometimes the chemists stock them as well.
Right.
It's a bit like a watering can. But what you're basically doing is flushing out your nostril. Okay.
Mm.
So this is the recipe. It includes a bit of salt, and it includes a little bit of bicarbonate of soda in the recipe for you. All right. And that can often make quite a substantial difference if it's gunge that's coming back.
Yeah.
But if it's general congestion and no gunge, then the steroid might be the way to go. So let me know if you want to give that a go as well. Any questions?
No, not really.
That's so we're going to stop the prednisolone.
Yeah.
You're going to come back and see me again urgently if you're getting throbbing there all day and it's very tender.
Mm.
But otherwise, I think we can be quite reassuring that you've got no major problems with your blood vessels there at all.
Good.
Okay.
Yeah.
So give this a go for a couple of months.
Yeah.
And that will often help you have less gunge. But it will, immediately after doing it, you'll find that your nose drips.
Drips. Yeah. And there's nothing, it's just water that, if my nose does drip. I know Dr. Howden, she thought I had rhinitis.
Yeah.
So I've just naturally assumed that's what it was.
So if it's a runny nose that's the predominant problem, then we can turn off the tap with a spray.
Mm-hmm.
Or if it's congestion that's the problem, then we can use steroid nasal spray. But if it's gunge, then the saline's the way to go in the first instance.
Right.
So let me know which way you want to go next. Give it a couple of minutes.
Yeah.
Great.
Okay.
Let's hear it for our GP. a way of looking inside holistically. Bring out the changes with our GP. Skills improving, risk removing, no confusion.